Hello everybody, welcome to another flight simulator video. This time I'm going to attempt an FS Economy flight that I have several times before with FSX Pilot, but I've actually looked at this route, done this route several times before. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you how with FSX Pilot we can actually load our payload without having to go through that dang dialogue. And that is seriously a relief. PF3 is already connected. It's already tuned to the FSS channel or frequency. Very odd thing about that. In the COM 1 box of FSX Pilot, you're supposed to be able to put the frequency in, which in this case is 126.7. I do that and I press enter and nothing seems to happen, and I go to the windows here and hit zero, nothing really seems to happen. So what I'm going to do now, and I tuned it with multi-group experience, and then I closed it because it's going to conflict. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go, and there's no traffic here because it's late at night, it's at midnight or so, and it's someplace in Canada. It's CYG, I think it's Toronto. We've been there before in the worldwide virtual tours. But we are going to go ahead and look, my computer fan is rolling on because of OBS. And we are going to go into FS Economy, start this new flight. Hopefully FS Economy doesn't give me any issues.
FSDT installation, FSDT live, FSX Pilot 72, 2000, FS Meter 3.0, FS Economy 42 of 70, FS Economy.
And when we get the payload, I will show you a unique way to load it.
File sub action, sub menu, plus action menu, test aircraft,
without having to screw around with the
with dialogue, current weight
required. Let's see. Green
review, please, at 74 kg, 163 LP. 385 kg, 848 LP. Required payload. 385 kg, 848 LP.
848 pounds.
KG, left parent,
848. FS Economy. Well, that's easy enough to do with FSX Pilot. 848 pounds.
Autopilot main panel, row 1, column 2. Autopilot main panel, row 1, column 2. Autopilot selected 126.7.
Alright, so now it's right before the nav, aka resume GPS checkbox. We're going to do set payload.
YAP space.
This is a console, by the way. Set payload 848. And
boarding completed. Our current payload, including passengers, crew, and cargo, is 848 pounds.
Alright, it said that. Alright, so now let's see if I go back
FS Economy,
here.
One, FS Economy, the name.
And I
file sub action sub menu, test aircraft, start flight unavailable, list 203.
Go to
FS Economy.
Alrighty, nice. So we've officially
file sub action sub menu, test aircraft, start flight unavailable, list 203, cancel flight C303, start flight unavailable, list 203.
We've officially started it, and there we go. Don't have to worry about screwing around with the damn dialogues anymore. Gotta love that. It really makes me want to do FS Economy flights even more, because I don't have to deal with that. So now we're ready for takeoff, and I am going to, well, it's going to set the altitude to around 3,400 feet. We're going to periodically check it. So let's do a straight takeoff. We are on the active runway here.
Autopilot main panel row 1 column. FS Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Enable slash disable.
Let's set our engines here. I'm just bought the SkySong Soundworks B58 sound, so let's try these out. I'm going to hit Control E to start our engines. Alrighty. So you got engine 1, and you got engine 2, like in the back there. Kind of, and so let's go ahead and if we type run takeoff, it's going to kind of maybe turn us in the wrong direction. So what we're going to do is we are going to go to the FS panel.
Autopilot main panel FS economy row 1 column profile. FTF 3 8 FS panel row 1 column 6. FS panel dialog range mode greater than left hand center down center left hand greater than menu.
And go to the
press context menu.
Menu button.
Remember airport is run straight takeoff R15 of 16. Remember airport is Omar 16 of 16.
Remember this airport is home.
CYYG is now home base, sir.
Okay.
Press context menu.
Good enough.
Remember airport run straight takeoff. Run takeoff R14 of 16. Run straight takeoff R15 of 16.
Run straight takeoff. Let's do this. And when we take off, we will select our destination target with the console. I'll show you how to do that.
Microsoft flight. Microsoft.
Switching to true heading display for departure, sir.
Oh, man.
Strobe and NAV lights on. Climb rate set to 1,000 feet per minute. Altitude set to 3,400 feet.
Oh, look at that. We're not
speed moving. Set to 130 knots. NAV on.
Just turned off the parking brake.
Then one. Rotate. NAV on.
Alrighty, we are up. Why it's not putting a gear up, I have no idea.
Heading set to a true heading of 8 degrees. Gear up. Landing lights off. Please resume on navigation, sir.
Morocco Regional, save it. 4-4-3. Radar service terminated. Squawk 1200. Contact approach on 133.5. Frequency change approved.
Okay,
133.5, so. Morocco Regional, 7443. Good day.
So we will resume on nav.
Evans panel row 1 column 2, Evans panel row 1, Evans panel type, enable slash disable over speed install recovery of micro autopilot main panel, auto nav not checked, enable slash disable.
10-5, turn left heading, 115.
And
Roger, turn left heading 115, Air Canada, 858.
Oh, God, I love that Air Canada voice. Okay, now we're going to type select, because we need to select our destination, CYGR.
Greater than.
Target CYGR selected.
That was panel 01 called Microsoft Flight Mike. Enable slash disable over speed.
No, what's our altitude?
Autopilot main, greater than. Enable slash disable over.
Say altitude.
Current altitude is 2116 feet, sir.
We're not. Let's see, set altitude 3400.
Greater than.
Altitude set to 3400 feet.
Microsoft, enable slash disable over. Autopilot main panel, off nav check, then multi-line.
Let's see, we need to keep Radio. Checking our altitude.
Current altitude is 3,009 feet, sir.
Alright.
Microsoft mic, enable slash disable. Autopilot main panel dialog, radio 2 heading course.
Alright, so we have 82 miles left. Making good time.
Microsoft. Enable slash disable over. Auto.
And what is our altitude? Gotta keep checking that.
Greater than.
Current altitude is 3212 feet, sir.
Microsoft.
Almost there. Almost to cruising. And we can set cruising speed and tell the passengers that we are
current altitude is 3317 feet, sir. Current altitude is 3365 feet, sir.
So we're ever gonna get to
current altitude is 3371 feet, sir.
We're gonna get to 3400 here. TW Blue with its delayed tweets.
Current altitude is 3389 feet.
6-5-4, turn right at 275.
Right 275, pop on 654.
Shamrock 10, turn right at 070.
Right 070, Shamrock 108.
Current altitude is 3393 feet, sir.
Of course, you know, when FSE gets everything right, you know, with assisted landing and things, we won't need to really use this, but this will do for now. I mean, FSX pod does have some advantages over MCE when it comes to if you just want to, you know, fly, if you don't want to deal with so much realism per se.
Current altitude is 3397 feet, sir.
Alright, this is about as good as we're gonna get, so
Microsoft Flight Scanner 01 column 3. Let's menu. Enable slash disable overspeed install recovery press context menu.
Go to cruising speed, so we're gonna go to the
flight speed sub menu F.
FS menu here, the quick select menu they call it, and go to
100 approach. What cruising? 150
KNTC. About 150. I hope this is good for a beach class.
Speed set to cruise. Enable slash disable overspeed. 150 knots.
Alright, now we type STABILIZE to stabilize this.
Heading set to a true heading of 38 degrees. Speed set to 143 knots. Altitude set to 3416 feet. Climb rate set to 85 feet per minute. Target CYGR selected.
Let me just make sure we're headed in the right place. Really liking these sounds.
Autopilot main panel dialog 669 heading 46. Mic.
69 miles left, and we're gonna start about 69, maybe like about 50 or so miles. We are going to. Let's do our status report.
Land. Greater than target land. Greater than target land. Greater land.
Alright, now let's do.
Greater land. Greater land. Land.
Not status.
Microsoft. Enable slash disabled.
Let's,
Autopilot main panel row 1 column. Autopilot main panel dialog. Mic Epis panel row 1. Epis panel dialog. Range mode. Menu. Enable slash disabled. Press context menu.
Do a cruise report.
Say sub menu. Fly home. See white. Say sub menu. S. Nothing and one pilot. Passenger pilot. Passenger cruise information. Epis. Autopilot main panel row 1.
Good morning,
flight
ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking from the flight deck. We are currently flying at an altitude of 3419 feet, which is 1042 meters above ground. Our speed is 143 knots, that is 265 kilometers per hour. With a bit of tailwind, we expect to be at our destination 15 minutes ahead of schedule. The weather at our destination is nice and sunny with moderate winds and temperatures around 25 degrees Celsius. The flight attendants will begin serving you a hot meal shortly. Our
in-flight
entertainment program will start
Celsius.
After that. So please lean back, relax, and enjoy the flight as much as we do.
Epis panel dialog range mode. Mic autopilot main panel. Autopilot main panel dialog 664 heading. Greater than.
No, as far as let's say status.
Greater than. Epis panel dialog range.
Current altitude is 3417 feet, sir. The indicated airspeed is 143 knots. We have a climb rate of minus 2 feet per minute. Our current heading is 38 degrees. In this area, we have a magnetic variation of minus 19.8 degrees. The ambient wind is about 7 knots from 331 degrees. And we have an outside temperature of 13.2 degrees Celsius. In our fuel tanks are 676.2 pounds left. This is 57.1% of our total capacity. All systems are in excellent shape, sir.
That should be enough to get us down. So, gotta keep checking the
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Actually, let me take a look.
Turn left 614, turn right at 075.
Right to 075.
Maroc Regional 7-4-4, try that again.
Take a look at PS.
Maroc Regional 7-4-4-3. Radar service terminated, squawk 1200. Contact approach on 133.5. Frequency change approved.
What the hell?
133.5 Maroc Regional 7443. Good day.
It didn't contact approach. What the hell? I have it on two. It should be contacting the damn. My goodness. It should be contacting. It should have changed over to approach. We don't need ATC for FSX pilot. I just.
Epis panel row 1, autopilot main panel dialog 650 is heading for station. Microsoft flights, micro, enable slash disable overs.
I wonder if it auto reverted to mode 0. There is a COM1 box in FSX Pilot, but I can't get it to change frequencies.
autopilot main panel. Autopilot main panel dialog 655 heading.
Alright, so we're about 55 miles out.
Radar cam.
It's time we do find best runway. CYGR. And see which runway it selects.
Runway CYGR07 selected, sir.
07, okay. Now.
Microsoft Flight Simulator, Epis Panel row 1 column, Epis Panel dialog range mode, menu enable slash disable over.
Well, when we get to like 50 miles.
Autopilot main panel row 1 column, autopilot main panel dialog 654 heading course. Epis Microsoft Flight Sim, Microsoft. Enable slash disable over.
When we get to 50 miles out, then we will tell FSX pilot to do an ILS landing on it.
Shamrock
10,
turn left heading
070. Left heading 070, Shamrock 108.
Yeah, we're still on stupid, freaking CYYG FSS frequencies.
Autopilot main panel dialog 652.0 heading course H. Microsoft, enable slash. Autopilot main panel dialog 650.6 heading port. Microsoft flight sim. Autopilot main panel row 1 column. Epis panel row 1 column. Epis panel dialog range mode. Menu enable slash disable. Press contact menu. Fly home. Fly the nearest airport. After fly hills approach from fly hills auto landing at 6. Fly hills approach from Kerr. Heading to 6. Fly hills auto landing at 6. Rep 3437. Fly to Chanzhou at 6. Submenu left. Fly hills auto landing at 6. Rep 30. Fly to fly GPS auto land at 6. Submenu. Fly to fly hills auto landing at 6. Rep 34.
Let's do this.
Epis target CYGR selected. Runway CYGR07 selected, sir. Approach entry CYGR07 selected, sir. NAV on.
Alright, so we'll put GPS on, even though it was already on. And now it's flying. There's like two approach entry points here. Now let's see how far away our entry point is here.
Epis panel row 1, Epis panel dialog, Mike, autopilot main panel dialog, TR approach entry 6, 0, 7, 25.2, edit. Epis panel row 1, column, Microsoft, Mike,
I mean, 25 miles until the first approach entry point.
Charlotte 614, turn right at 075.
Right 075, cargo lock 614.
Autopilot main panel dialog, TR approach entry 0720.0. Microsoft flight sim, Microsoft, enable slash.
Alright, 20 mile, yeah, so it's gonna take a little bit. And just for kicks, I'll go try and see if I can change the comm frequency. What was it?
Maroc Regional 7-4-4, try that again.
Maroc Regional 7-4-4-3. Radar service terminated. Squawk 1200. Contact approach on 133.5. Frequency change approach.
1335.
Enable slash 133.5. Maroc Regional 7-4-4-3. Good day.
133.5, and just to let you know that it's the comm frequency.
133.5, comm 1 frequency, help balloon.
Alright, press enter on it. Nothing happens.
Microsoft Flight Sim, comm 1 frequency.
And to show you that,
approach Maroc Regional 743 with you 3500 west flight following.
Really, it fucking changed.
Roger, Maroc Regional 743 squawk 5345.
All right, now squawk 5345.
Autopilot main panel. Com 1 frequency help balloon.
Actually.
Select REC MAM HD 3 ohm, PC 3 MUX CAM MUX APR HLD LVL CHECK VSLASH CHECK ALL CHECK HDD MCH MUX SPD CHECK NAV CHECK MULTI-LINE GREATER THAN
SET TRANSPONDER
5345 LAND GREATER THAN SET TRANSPONDER
AND
MICROSOFT FLIGHT SIM MICROSOFT
COMMON OKAY region. Hopefully we can check back in again and
approach Maroc Regional 743 is with you at 3500 west flight following.
Oh god.
Roger, Maroc Regional 743, resume on navigation.
Yeah, well, we're doing that, so. I got some tailwind, I guess.
Autopilot main panel, autopilot main panel dialog, TR approach entry 0712.5 heading 4.
Yeah, let's change our
micro Epis panel, Epis panel dialog, range mode, menu, com 1 frequency, press context, men say sub menu S. Fly directions, fly speed sub menu at takeoff, approach, cruising, 1 approach, 115k cruising, speed to minimum, takeoff, approach, 150.
Let's fly this speed, shall we, I guess?
Epis panel
autopilot main panel, set to approach entry speed, 115 knots.
There it goes, it's kind of back to normal again. Damn it, what the hell is the
approach Maroc Regional 743 is lower altitude due to blitz.
No, we don't want to do a lower
Maroc
altitude.
Maroc Regional 743 unable at this time. Maintain 2000.
2000? Huh, alright.
Evans Channel 01 column autopilot main channel. Autopilot main channel dialogue TR approach entry 6 is greater than. Greater than.
Altitude set to 2,000 feet.
Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator, right?
Question is, I don't know how to, set the dang climb rate with the, so watch, it's not even, it's not gonna descend because...
Greater than.
Current altitude is 3,454 feet, sir.
Microsoft Flight Simulator. COM 13.
Okay, interesting. So I can't tune to frequencies. On the ground, but I can tune to them in the air.
Autopilot main channel dialogue TR approach entry 6075.2 heading course 8. Mic. COM 1 frequency help balloon. Autopilot, auto match check, COM 1 frequency help balloon. Microsoft Flight Simulator X, COM 1 frequency. Autopilot main channel dialogue TR approach entry 6074.3.
We're almost to the first one here.
SPD check, COM 1 frequency help, nav check, multi-line, selected through multi-line, greater than. Greater than.
Current altitude is 3511 feet, sir.
Yeah, that's stupid damn climb rate.
Thunds 421, turn left, heading 070.
Left 070,
look at
Tanzer 421. Dash, space E-T-A-R-D-M-I-L-C. Greater, land.
ILS entry CYGR-07 selected, sir. Flaps set to position 1.
Greater land. Greater than not recognized, greater land.
Yeah, I know that there's an auto climb rate command.
Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft COM 1 frequency.
Alright, so I just sped up a bit, because that's the first entry point here.
Lufthansa 421, turn left heading 065.
Left heading 065, Lufthansa 421.
Yeah, I think every time I open up Multicrew Experience, the freaking it says PF3 to its options. Very annoying, but hey, wait. If it's one, two, now I'm gonna do an OCR. See if I set it to mode 2, and then when I check in again, it should freaking.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Approach Maroc Regional. Set board tree with you out of 3,500 or 2,000 best flight following.
Roger Maroc Regional 7443. Resume on navigation.
No,
resume on navigation. Maroc Regional. Set board tree.
We got it. We're on navigation. Of course, maybe then, you know, I should probably wait for PF3 to clear me. I wonder if I should cancel the autoland. Well, this is a visual landing, so they're not going to clear. It's clear.
Running applications list, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator, autopilot main panel dialog, TRL's entry 6075.7, heading course, Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Say airspeed.
Indicated airspeed is 115 knots, sir.
It's indicated though. I wish I can get a real airspeed. How much are we doing on fuel?
Current altitude is 3593 feet, sir. The indicated airspeed is 114 knots. We have a climb rate of 7 feet per minute. Our current heading is 4 degrees. In this area, we have a magnetic variation of minus 20.2 degrees. The ambient wind is about 12 knots from 318 degrees. And we have an outside temperature of 12.7 degrees Celsius. In our fuel tanks are 621.7 pounds left. This is 52.5% of our total capacity. All systems are in excellent shape, sir. Target CYGR07 selected. Turning into ILS.
Alright, so now we should be descending. Probably gonna be a. Sounds gonna like it's gonna be a rough landing, too.
Greenland.
Current altitude is 3288 feet, sir.
Yep.
Microsoft Flight Com 1 frequency Alpha Moon.
problem is the problem with this ILS approach is it will not set flaps and the like and like do brakes. I think that's why, because alright, we'll stop brakes when we get down there. Put the damn gear down.
Current altitude is 2813 feet, sir.
Let's see if we can put the gear down, alright.
Current altitude is 2558 feet, sir.
Microsoft Mike, Com 1.
Don't know if we're going to come in for a smooth landing, but we are going to come in for a landing. It sounds like it's way too fast.
Indicated airspeed is 115 knots, sir. Current altitude is 2029 feet, sir.
Flaps, what should they be set to? Really, I don't think I'll be doing ILS approaches for an FSX pilot due to this problem. I mean, any of the GPS
Current altitude is 1371 feet, sir.
Microsoft, Com 1.
Gonna be a shitty landing.
Current altitude is 841 feet, sir.
Microsoft Mike.
Yeah, I forgot, I read in the manual, I forgot that ILS landings don't manage flaps and all that. It just uses the ILS to go down, it doesn't manage speed. Good thing I turned off crash, damage off, so we freaking...
Current altitude is 102 feet, sir.
Oh, go, well, go in faster? Seriously? Whoa! Alright, parking brake's on. I hit period. Come on. Period, come on. Alright, FSX pilot, you can,
Maroc Region 7443 airport is to the southwest, 2 mile line to 2000. At pound's discretion, report your port in sight.
Maroc Region 7443.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. FS Economy 01, FS Economy. File sub action sub menu test aircraft start flight unavailable, cancel flight C3O3. Action sub menu alt plus FS Economy.
I'm gonna cancel it, I'm
Microsoft
for
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Yeah, we... That is the sound of the aircraft being damaged, I think. Don't know whether the parking freaking brake is on or off. Either way, basically we're not on the runway, that's the point. And that's why FS Economy is... You know, being,
Okay.
So, I don't know what to do next time. Freaking not use the stupid ILS approach. And, that's probably what I'm going to do next time. I'm going to use the, I'm going to stop this video, re-record it, and, actually, use the GPS landing this, next time. Because then it'll stop and all that.